This is Joyce Maynard. Welcome back to Telling Your Story. We're continuing a conversation about one of the most important challenges for any writer of personal narrative or memoir, which is whether or not you have a right to tell a story that involves other people who might be made uncomfortable by it. When I teach writing, a big part of the workshops that I lead involves going over with a group the stories of other writers. And I always say to the women and men who participate in those workshops that they're going to learn more from hearing other people's stories than they are from their own. It's sometimes really difficult to take in a story while you're living it, and you need to step outside a little bit to see it clearly. And the follow-up question is whether it's my job to make you feel comfortable with my story. Maybe it's more important sometimes that you simply take a reader to a place where they feel. Maybe sometimes the job of a writer is to go to the uncomfortable place. And sometimes it is in going to the uncomfortable place that we learn things that we've been needing to know. So we're back now to my conversation with a reader and writer I deeply appreciate who raised this question and has allowed us all to explore her own personal challenge in telling the story that she's been having a hard time telling. And I hope that in doing so, those of you who have your own difficult stories to tell may take away some tools that will make it easier to do so and do it more powerfully. You know, you said in her letter, "I'm afraid that if I write this and it gets published, my sister will never invite me over to her house again." I'm not going to say that that wouldn't necessarily happen. Maybe it would. I guess what I'd say is, how great is it going over to her house right now?
Well, yeah.
Of course you want her in your life. Of course. I don't happen to have a sister close enough that I can go to her house that way. But that's no small thing. I get it. But sometimes we have to forfeit the comfort that comes with being an enabler and a secret keeper, with the relief that comes when you've finally told the truth. You know, I don't think anybody should set out to write a memoir with the goal of changing anybody else's behavior. The only person that we have control of is ourselves. So when you write a memoir, you are simply saying, this is me. This is my truth. I am not asking you to be any different from how you are, but don't tell me I can't tell this story. Whatever decisions you make after you've written it, write it as you want to tell it. And the interesting thing is that when one person behaves in an authentic fashion, the people around that person who have maybe not been doing that may find themselves opening up as well.
Oh, that's good. And truly, I mean, the way you talk about the writing is exactly the way, as a social worker, I would talk to people.
And okay, you know, you've just made very clear, because you're a professional in the world of grief counseling, social work. So if somebody came to your office, or now it would be your Zoom call, with this kind of problem, you would see it plainly in that person's life. And that's why I believe that's one of the reasons why memoir is so valuable, because we can see in another person's story what we might not be able to see in our own.
Yeah, exactly. I almost feel silly that I'm so stymied by this.
Oh, please don't. Because, you know, the reason I called you up, the reason that I knew this would be such an important conversation to have, is because you are so not alone. Every time I teach, this is the question that comes up more than any other. And I'm sure among the people who listen to my Creative Live classes, they don't have the opportunity to, you know, call me up and ask me, but I know that that's what they're thinking. I'm saying all these things about being an authentic writer and telling your truth, but there's this big question, you know, what is the cost of telling my truth? And in my case, it was great. I won't pretend. I don't mean great, like wonderful. I mean, it was a large cost. When At Home in the World was published, I experienced a great deal of very strong criticism, condemnation, and kind of hazing of my career. And still, I've got to tell you, I would never undo that. If I knew the consequences, I would do it all over again, because it is worth everything to me to live my life as an honest person.
That's good to hear you say that. I mean, it's just reassuring, I guess. You're speaking a truth that I really do believe.
Mm-hmm. I know you do. I know you do. You know, I mean, actually, I think my function is not really to, you know, give you some big revelations. It is, you get to hear what you say. The very fact that you wrote to me as you did meant you already kind of, you knew what I was going to say. I think we choose to ask our questions of the person whose answers
we want to hear.
Well, we need to hear the ones that we need to hear. Yeah. I don't know where your other sister is, and maybe if you asked her, she would say, oh, don't make trouble. It's just going to be such a mess, and Christmas will, you know, never be the same again, or whatever. But you didn't ask her, or maybe you did ask her also, but you asked a person who is known for being an advocate for
truth-telling
and putting it out there, not like playing fast and loose with people's lives. I don't tell everything, incidentally. There are all kinds of things that have happened in our family over the years that I felt I should not say, that the people who were involved in those things deserved their privacy, and I would give it to them. But in this case, I'd say the stakes are very different. I wouldn't say your sister deserves to keep drinking, your sister deserves to kill herself. I would say you deserve to get to do everything you can that feels right and moral to you to try and save your sister's life, which you may or may not be able to do, but you need to know someday that you try.
And Joyce, with that idea of writing as an orphan, as I'm listening, I'm realizing the story, as much as anything, is how I can't save her life.
Yes.
Can't.
And exactly. And, you know, one of the things that we do, and I think you've heard me say this in the Creative Live class, is identify first, before anything else, what the story is about. And you just nailed it. This is not a story about my sister's an alcoholic, which maybe is her story. The story that is yours is, I am the sister of an alcoholic and I am watching her kill herself. And it is the most painful thing I've ever been through, perhaps.
That's it.
And that's a different story. And once you know that that's the story, you will grant yourself the freedom to tell it. I believe that.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what it is. It seems so simple.
Well,
it. Joyce, that's
I think
it.
We got there together, Anne. I think we got there together. But good.
That's the agonizing pain I'm in. And I'm trying to write about it. And as it becomes more truthful, you're right. It's not about my sister. It's not even about mom or her husband or her kids. Mm-hmm. It's about watching her kill herself.
Yes. And incidentally, when you know that, and when you make that clear to yourself, your writing will become stronger. Because it's your story. What I read that you've written so far, it's not bad, but it's still you reporting the events. This happened, this happened.
Yeah. It felt tentative, like I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah.
Somehow I needed to talk about this, and that's the...
Yeah.
As my own critic, I quite agree with you. It's talking around it, not really the fire of why it's so painful to be privy to.
Some of the best sentences that you wrote about this occurred in your letter to me, not in the piece. You described, you used something about, you know, just you're torn up in your stomach. And it was a very visceral. And that's what your writing will be like when you own the point of view that is yours, the point of view of the sister watching her sister kill herself.
Ah, this is really, really helpful.
Oh, true. Good. I love to hear that.
The only thing I would say is that I now have a better understanding when you responded to me and you said there's too much information or there's too much to talk about to say in an email. And I remember thinking, well, no, just tell me. But now I get it.
Yes or no? No, it says a lot. I would never answer that very fine, very complex, very important question with, you know, a 3-sentence or a 10-sentence email back. It has to be a two-way conversation.
Yeah, I can see that. And I also, I can see why in our grief group, I mean, we always encourage people to write, to illuminate, to get those words out. But living this through this conversation, it's been really illuminating. I really appreciate this opportunity, Joyce.
It goes for me too. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, Anne, really. And you're actually the first person that I've asked to do this. I knew it wasn't a random, arbitrary choice. So I thank you too.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I can see and feel how it's all so connected. If somebody's going to write well and write the truth, it's the same as acknowledging and expressing what's true and what's happening.
Yes.
And here's a fascinating thing. In saying what you did, Anne, you just connected being an authentic person in the world with being a good writer, because they are connected. When a person is tiptoeing around the elephant in the living room, it is very likely that she is not able to speak in a powerful voice. She is whispering. She is hesitating. She is watching her tongue. And that's not powerful writing. When you claim the courage to look square in the eye of the truth of your experience, you're not just going to be a more honest person, you're going to be a better writer. I want to thank my guest, Anne, for joining me and all of us for these 3 hugely valuable sessions, and invite you to come back for our next conversation, which is going to be about a concept in writing that many of you may not be familiar with, and I think it's going to help you enormously. And I'm not going to tell you. You have to tune in next time.
Joyce Maynard's podcast, Telling Your Story, can be found at joycemaynard.com. You'll find a new episode exploring different aspects of the art and craft of writing memoir every week. For more in-depth discussion of the writing process, check out Joyce Maynard's classes at creativelive.com. Or better yet, join her at one of her in-person workshops. Details on this and much more at joycemaynard.com.